everyone. Thank you all for coming. And first of all, I want to thank all the parents for letting me borrow your kids for the past, like, 6-8 weeks, I think it is. Just to recap some of the things that they didn't come home and tell you, we had Thanksgiving at Thanksgiving time, where we had the kids pick the restaurant food that we had. We had some wonderful gourmet pizza rolls that day, and some popcorn chicken, bubblegum, candy, chips, and I hope they weren't too sugared up for you when they came home. We've done some great crafts over the past few weeks as well, and I'd like to thank you all for letting them hang out with me and do a great job with us today. It's a little bit different today, so I'm hoping you guys enjoy it, but without further ado, we're going to present our play called Jesus is Born. Oh, and also sing along, so please sing along when the songs are out there.
A long time ago, God sent an angel called Gabriel to the town of Nazareth in Israel. A young woman lived there called Mary, and the angel had a very important message for her. She was going to have a baby, and he was to be called Jesus because he was the Son of God. Mary was very excited and told the angel, "Let it happen, just as God said."
Mary was going to be married to a young man called Joseph. She loved him very much. When he found out about the baby, he didn't understand and was sad. He decided he was not going to marry Mary.
That night, Joseph had a dream. He saw an angel who told him it was okay to marry Mary. The baby she was having was God's son, and he would be called Jesus and save people from their sins, just as God promised long ago to the prophet Isaiah.
Please join us in singing "Angels We Have Heard on High."
He did as the angels had told him and married Mary. They both loved God and each other very much and were really happy about having God's special baby son.
Before Mary had baby Jesus, a ruler called Augustus wanted to count all the people in his kingdom, but Mary and Joseph had to be counted as well. They needed to travel to a city called Bethlehem. They set off early one morning because the city was a long way from Nazareth.
Joseph and Mary quite a few days to reach the city of Bethlehem. By the time they arrived, both of them were very tired. As they entered the city, they saw many people who had come to be counted. Everyone was looking for a place to stay. Mary and Joseph wondered where they would find a place to rest before the baby was born. Every room in the city was full with visitors, and Mary and Joseph could not find anywhere to stay. Not even the inn had a place. The innkeeper said there was no room for them. But then, just as they were getting very worried, the innkeeper told them they could shelter in the place by the inn where the animals lived. That night, baby Jesus was born, and Mary wrapped him in warm cloths and put him in a manger. Mary and Joseph cried with happiness because this baby was God's gift of love to them and to the world. Was telling a group of shepherds that the Savior Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem and to go see him. After the angel finished speaking, the sky was filled with lots and lots of beautiful angels, all praising God.
As soon as the angels left, the shepherds went down into Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and Jesus. They were so happy to see this special baby who was God's son. When they had seen him, they went to tell everyone the good news that Jesus was born.
Special king was going to be born soon, and the star was going to lead them to him.
Until at last they came to a place where Mary and Joseph and Jesus lived. They gave Jesus some gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and they worshipped him.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders.
and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Just want to thank all the parents one more time. It was an amazing blessing to be able to work with your children, just as well as for the teams and all the things that we have going on. So I'm going to give us one more quick blessing as we go. I'd like to bless the children. Lord, come before you this morning, child of the Most High God. We pray for blessings on these young ones, the pure at heart, Lord. Let them be the example to us. Let them remind us of the ways that please you, things that are pure and holy and glorify you and further your kingdom on earth. So I pray a blessing as we move out beyond these walls today, that your blessing be with us, that your spirit move ahead of us and prepare the way so that we can further your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed day, church. Anybody care if we sing happy birthday one more time? Because we have two birthdays right over here. Young Mr. Owen, who's looking at me awful funny like he's been thrown under a bus. And that young lady right beside him. If you'll join me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.